Proclamation number 5942 of 26th of April, 1954. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Free will. I distribute my gifts to everyone who desires them, for my love for you, my living creations, is unlimited, and this love only ever wants to give, to make you happy and to help you attain beatitude. And my love and wisdom also recognize what you need in order to become blissfully happy. And thus I first provide you with nourishment for your soul and give you the assurance that you will also be given everything you need for the maintenance of the body. But you must first remember your soul and request the gifts for the soul first. I make this a condition in order to then also take over the care for your body. Because the gifts for your souls must be desired by you of your own free will if they are to serve it to perfection. I certainly also offer them to you without your prior desire, but they are ineffective until your will is ready to accept them. Therefore my words read, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Everything else will fall to you. For your will must first become active itself. You must desire me and gratefully accept my gifts. Only then can your soul be nourished with heavenly food and heavenly drink which will give it eternal life. My treasure of grace is unlimited and is at the disposal of all of you. Yet you yourselves must want to have it. You must strive to attain it and appeal to me to lead you there or to bring the treasures to you in the knowledge that you need them for your earthly path which shall bring you to perfection. And my love will grant you everything, my love will hand it out to you without restriction, I will not deny you anything which serves to strengthen or heal your soul, and I will grant you everything you earthly need, because I now recognize your will to reach perfection, to live to please me and to reach me myself as your final aim. But what I give you is my word, the bread of heaven, which is the soul's right nourishment. It will be able to feast on my word, from my word it will draw the strength to do what I demand through my word. My word will be the medicine for the sick soul, through which alone it can recover. And my word will be the sign of my love which the soul now wants to reciprocate. And it will press towards me, it will long for union, it will be eternally grateful for my bestowal of grace, it will return my love and be and remain blissfully happy, for now it has found the life which lasts forever. Amen.